This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, I just confirmed on the IT guys, they haven't broken into the whole site itself. If you're receiving this transmission,
you are receiving this transmission.
You are the resistance.
You are the resistance.
But they're able to get into the URL and put a fake URL in front of it, so nobody can get the site. So they've somehow gotten into the DNS or in front of the site, which shows us with one of the telecoms. And so Infowars.com's down. That's why we have NewsWars.com. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.com. It's why we have, Paul's on his own thing, Summit.News. We're launching a bunch of other sites. It's because the war's here. They're coming after everything.
Yeah, I see that. I didn't think that I would be sitting in this chair to experience this here with you today. I had no idea. The threat level, the intensity, what they're doing is next level. This is literally war.
It's like a Star Trek episode. We're like running around inside.
Literally war. And people, and they're trying to do everything they can to shut you down. They cannot stand it. What is it that you're saying that they cannot stand? I mean, seriously, think about that. You're just speaking
I think it's all the guests.
No teleprompters in here. You're speaking your mind, and they're afraid of that. Why? Why? If you're so afraid of someone saying something, that means you're going to have to shut down 2.2 billion people, because at some point you're going to get afraid of everybody saying something.
Well, I keep going back to this, and we got the man that went out and physically confronted Hillary last night. I think that's why they're getting so angry. Is they're just afraid of the spirit of standing up, and they see the chain reaction from InfoWars. Millie, and of course, that's Millie Weaver, and then of course Caitlin Bennett. Where do you see this going, though? I mean, if Trump doesn't take action.
Well, America, as we know it, will be gone, essentially. You will be eating maggot sausage and insect ice cream. Yeah, believe it or not, that's a CNN article that they're pushing, saying we need to eat maggot sausage and insect ice cream in the name of climate change. America, as we know it, will be gone, okay? They'll have your sons in dresses because some teacher brainwashed them to think he's non-binary or transgender. It's all going to go downhill very, very fast. That's why we need to be able to refute this ideology that the left is pushing, because it's mental illness. They're mentally ill. They're becoming rabid. You have grown men attacking pregnant women that are conservative women protesting. These liberal men go and attack pregnant women. The left has lost their moral compass. We need Trump to ensure that conservative voices can stay on the internet to maintain sanity amongst our culture.
That's right. And let's be clear. Once you get people to give up any chivalry or morals, the bottom drops out. Once they could get the Nazis, and the Germans on average were pretty moral at that point, even compared to Americans, it was a very moral society. But once they were tricked to say get rid of retarded babies, and then they were tricked to get rid of autistic, then they were tricked to get rid of old people, and then, oh, just kill this, then they were ready to kill everybody. And that's how it works, and the left has been hyped up now into this crazed mode where they're just willing to do anything, Caitlin.
So one thing I want to point out to the listeners is while we can urge Trump to do something because he needs to act, we can't rely solely on that. So I love the idea of going out and just putting up signs that it's okay to be Alex Jones, it's okay to be InfoWars. Post signs everywhere, because if enough people do it, it will make the news. And if it makes the news, then people are going to start talking about it, make it go viral. All you have to do is do one certain thing, put it out there, and it can go viral on social media.
And be smart about it.
You have to do if you're...
Be smart about it, Caitlin. Yeah. You're a genius. Shoot a video on this. Go out and say it's okay to have free speech. It's okay to have InfoWars.com. It's okay to support Trump. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be human. Whatever you want to say. But with InfoWars.com on it, go near universities. Don't go on them because they're such police states. And put it up in legal and lawful telephone poles wherever you see handbills already posted. People try to go, oh, that's illegal. If everybody's already posting there, it's a comment. And then the left will freak out and call the news. The news will come and decry it, and it'll be all over the news and chain reaction. Total genius. Will you guys come back later today since you're not on the road on the war room?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be able to.
All right, well, whatever you need to do, just ladies, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Hit it. Get the signs out. You're awesome. We're going to post a page to InfoWars.com with some posters from the past, a few new ones for folks to get out there. This is a total war. Exercise your speech or lose it. Myself, Will Johnson, coming up. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Been in trouble with the law.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law
since the day they were born.
Straightening the curve. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up,
but the law never will.
Making their way.
This is just the thing about dialect, and it's not because Will Johnson's here and he's black. I did that famous thing on Joe Rogan. It's got, by itself, last time I checked without even looking at me, 10 million views and a couple different videos just on YouTube. I'm sure it's everywhere else. If people on the street go, make them comfortable. And, you know, people all over say, 7 pounds of meat. But now the left, I saw a few stories going, Jones makes fun of a black person's accent, whatever that is. There's different accents all over this country. You go up New York, you're a black guy talking like a Yankee because he's from there. You listen to me, I sound like a Texan that talks about double speed. But I was making fun of the governor who literally said, we make him comfortable in a southern loving voice. Well, where do you think most of the black people were at the end of the Civil War? They were in the South, so it's a southern sounding voice. In fact, if you listen to Waylon Jennings, a little bit different voice, it might sound like a blues singer, a black singer, because it's the same thing, the same culture. So they make fun of people like they like fried chicken and watermelon and stuff. What do you think people eat in the South? It doesn't matter if you go to a white restaurant or a black restaurant. It's the same damn food. That's everybody projecting racism onto everything. I was making fun of the governor putting on that real sicky, sweet southern gentleman voice. We keep the baby comfortable. And so the left couldn't go, attack me for him admitting he kills babies after they're born or that he wants that. He's a fetal doctor. They had to claim that kind of sounds like a southerner's voice. See, or a black person's voice. That's how they take everything, Will, and turn it into a racial issue.
How is it that if you talk in that accent that you're being racist, but when you have Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, AOC, and the rest of them start talking like that when they get in front of black people, because other than that, they don't talk to black people that way, because as if black people talk that way, or if that's the only way black people can understand what you're saying. They have it in their mind that black people are so dumbed down that they don't understand anything else unless you talk with a southern accent like this, because two black people too dumb to understand anything else. That's, they truly believe that. These Democrats.
Well, that's
truly
what I'm saying
that.
Is a southern dialect of whites, but, and black folks are very, you're from Arkansas, so you call it, you know, somewhat of a southern accent. That's what I'm saying is Hillary's the one that goes and does the fake voice all the time.
Yeah.
We're not doing fake voices. This is how we talk. So if you listen to Waylon Jennings, he's got a pretty southern voice. The James Earl Jones got a powerful southern voice. And then you've got somebody like the governor got a sicky, sweet southern loving voice. I mean, that's how some of those guys talk. That's how the white guys talk. But they try to spin it that I'm being racist.
Yeah, but for them to come out and say that you're being racist, but when they do it purposely to talk to black people like that. And I can't understand
why. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't trying to do a Southern black. I wasn't trying to do a Southern black accent.
You're mocking him.
I was doing his white Southern accent.
Yes, you're mocking him. And they're like, oh, no, Alex Jones is being racist. Really? You see, they find anything and everything to call white people racist because they feel that it's soft, easy target to call white people
racist. But he's the one in his own white Southern voice that's always over-exaggerated kind of in the elite groups. I've noticed only like the really rich guys are like, oh, nice, take care of you. Everything's that beautiful day. Mint julep. That's how the governor's talking.
You know what? It's disgusting that they keep doing that. And they're not going to stop because they think black people are too dumb to realize what they're doing. And a lot of these Southern Democrats, black Democrats, they keep giving in to it. That's why they keep voting for these Democrats day in or year after year after year. Every 2 years, they come back and they start talking in that Southern accent. It's a chemical imbalance goes on in their brain. And all of a sudden, these black people say, yes, yes, I have to vote for these Democrats because I'm black. I've been told.
Can you imagine? Well, Hillary does this in front of Hispanic audiences, if Hispanics have one way of talking. And she gets up and she goes, hello, how are you? I mean, I grew up in Texas where it's like half Hispanic. If you walked up around your Hispanic friends and went, how you do today? And they'd say, what the hell is your problem?
Yeah, but see, but that's their motto. They truly believe that people are so dumbed down, they don't understand unless you talk to them that way. That is their thing. It's the brain, the chemical imbalance is going on in their heads to have them think that they have to get to these people. I have to talk like this.
By the way, I'm not bringing back the $1,000 and $5,000 bonuses because 3 years ago I had the money. Over 200 were paid out. We paid over $300,000 out to listeners that put me on Hillary's execution list. But I said to make it fun, $1,000, if you legally and lawfully, that means in an outdoor setting, get on national TV and say Bill Clinton's a rapist because he settled three rape cases. They're trying to say Trump was a racist. I said $1,000, you get it out on the news, $5,000 if it's on TV for more than 10 seconds and you're seen and InfoWars.com is plugged. Now, it probably changed the outcome of the election. Trump even cites that because it was all over the news, changed the subject from their made-up stuff to real stuff. This gentleman, the story's up on InfoWars.com. I appreciate him holding 30 minutes. I've been behind. He gets a $1,000 prize. So let's get his name, his number. We've got Benjamin Hill's info at deplorable_Hill. He went, like the left encourages people to go heckle Trump rallies. Well, he went to the Clinton rally that they're having to hand away free tickets to, and this is what happened last night. Here it is.
Heartbreaking because
I'm a deplorable.
So much.
I'm a deplorable.
So
you're going to jail, lady.
It's in Arizona.
Jones, you've all been deceived. You've all been deceived.
We need to pull up all those compilations of Bill Clinton's a rapist, even in the front row. Because, I guess I'm going to go all the way here. I'm going to go all the way. So let's bring this fellow up. Benjamin Hill, you're on the air with Will Johnson, Alex Jones. Thanks for holding. Sorry I got behind today. What happened once your camera cut off?
Well, it was kind of crazy. As soon as I walked in there, let me start there. You could smell it was just this overall feeling of I shouldn't be here. There's some funky mojo going on in that crowd. So I shot the video, it was just as soon as she started speaking, I didn't want to stay there any longer than I had to, that's for sure. And so, as I'm being escorted down my aisle, cause I was right in the middle of the row I was in, and, I was getting punched in the leg, I was getting pushed, you can't really see it on the video, but when I start to turn around.
Oh, I believe you, when I covered Beto, even though I had three security guys, they were still slapping them and slapping me.
Yeah, I did it. Spit on. I had something thrown at me. The security guard, he was pretty nice. He insisted I give him my identification card. That's not happening. And so, but this isn't the first time you've had me on. I was on once before. So,
I remember a few years ago. What were you on about? Free Alex Jones?
Well, this the Free Alex Jones. I went to the Trump rally and got it on national television. Got it there.
Well, you didn't ask for it, and we don't even have the money anymore. But $1,000 to you. And you know what? $20,000. We got $20,000 out there. $1,000 to the next 20 people that go to any Democrat rally and say, free Alex Jones and get it on national news or say it right up front in their face or Bill Clinton's a rapist or Hillary Clinton's a war criminal, Benghazi. $1,000 just to make it fun.
Yeah, actually, I went there in the intention to place her under citizen's arrest. There's no way she should be out walking around parading around as the president.
I remember you. You've been on before. You're a military veteran, right?
I am. I served two tours, one in Afghanistan and one in Iraq.
And then what was well, let's come back and talk to you with Will Johnson straight ahead. And again, folks, I just feel like the evil is so great. Will, I just feel like I can't do enough. And I'm not just saying to be goody two-shoes. I just am. The energy level, the spiritual, I mean, I'm picking it up. Are you picking it up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can't help but pick it up. You can't help but feel it because we are in this fight. This is not something that's, you know, put on TV. It's not something that we're making up. This is reality. The reality of it is they're trying to crush all of us. And you just happen to be at the tip of the spear. But they're trying to break us all down. They're trying to destroy what is good in this country. They don't care about the American people. They really want to harm us. They really want to destroy us. And they're starting with you as much as possible. I love that idea. You know, I want to ask him, could he smell the sulfur in the room? I wonder if he could smell it in there.
By the way, I didn't make that. I didn't make that up. I was told by people that knew the Clintons. Bill doesn't smell. Hillary, but mousy tongue stuck real bad. It's like a thing where they don't wash because they don't care about you. And the fact is, she smells like it's just a rotten stink,
sulfur.
And I've had guests on about it. Look how flies are always landing on them. Obama stinks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I believe it. They stink. They stink.
There's something about them. I mean, I only said that because it's been reported, folks. That's what everybody tells me, says that they stink.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Appreciate everybody today, and I appreciate our guest, and Will Johnson. My head's just spinning at this point. The way CNN and MSNBC and ABC and every channel will say, Trump's trying to destroy free speech when he stands up to the media and says they're lying. He isn't saying shut them down. He isn't saying stop them. Then they say take all of us off air, and in the same show we'll talk about Trump's war on free speech. I mean, do they think their listeners don't have any common sense or any discernment or any, they don't see the hypocrisy? No, they actually do know that. They know they've got hardcore acolytes that they're radicalizing against us.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They think that the American people don't have any sense. They think the American people can't think for themselves. They think the American people are lost. So we have to tell them, we have to make them comfortable and tell them what they need to hear. We want to tickle their ears and say, you know what, believe this, but don't believe that. Believe this and don't believe the truth. They are at us because they know they're losing. They know they're losing. That's why they're going to the extreme right now. Do you think they're going to stop? I don't think they're going to stop. They're going to continue. They, you know, I think they like the fact that they can remove people and just watch us.
Oh, they love it.
About it.
And then lie to Congress about it. So I want to go back to our guest, but let me ask you this, and ask the guest this. I'm going to say it again. Trump tweeted InfoWars out, which is a big deal because they demonized it. They tried to make him deny it. They tried to make him forsake it. They tried to make the president say it's bad in thousands of newscasts. And I'm saying thousands that I know about. And I told Trump, last time I talked to him, I said, as long as you have good policies for America, I know you're not perfect. You don't need to call me up and tell me how great I am right on for a five-minute phone call. It's like a five-minute phone call you get. The guy makes hundreds of calls a day. Sir, I don't need – you're busy. You don't need to call me and pat me on the head. I said, though, but you need to indict Hillary and go after the globalists. They're not going to back off. They're not going to stop. And I said, I need you to defend the First Amendment, and I need you to break up these trusts, and I need you to take them on. And it's the same thing. So, great. And also told Trump, I said, listen – if for whatever reason you got to say you disagree with me because the way they misrepresent and create these strawmen about me, go ahead, throw me under the bus. I don't care about me. I care about the issues. Well, instead, Trump just doubled down and promoted InfoWars. That's great for us. Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. President. But that's win the battle, lose the war. We're being mass censored. Everybody is. The conservatives and nationalists that promote you are always getting shadow banned and blocked. They're just admitting it using my name, thinking I'm so unpopular with leftists and conservatives will be scared to defend me because of the demonization, that then the dominoes will all fall. Mr. President, we need action now. Benjamin Hill, what do you think the president should do?
Well, he definitely needs to go after big tech. Even the little guys are getting censored. I mean, it's happening everywhere, Alex. It's time to, I want to ask Americans. I want to ask, the freedom loving patriots. What are you going to do to save your freedoms? What are you going to do today? Today. Not tomorrow. Not a week from now. You need to go out and you need to lawfully do some action. That's why I went and said something to Hillary. That's why I went and did this. She needs to go to prison. Somebody needs to lock her up because she's parading around like she's the president and stay behind networks. Trump needs to go after the deep state, and she needs to make an example of somebody. That's what he's got to do, and I think the best person for it would be Hillary.
I agree, and well, she's still running much of the government. That's why they're all still kiss her ass. And I'm telling you, with this 20-something people running, she's going to wait. Biden's going to have a medical issue, and she's going to come slipping in right at the convention. You think it's Kamala Harris?
I think it's Kamala Harris. I think because right now the Democrats, they don't want a white old male to be president. They're constantly saying it. They don't want someone white on the top of the ticket because they want to be the party of women or minority. That's what they're constantly saying it. And it's always the Democrats that's using a sex or a complexion to divide us. They're always doing it.
But then notice whenever the Republicans have a really good candidate, like, he's not perfect, but Herman Cain or Alan West, they really go after those black conservatives.
Oh, absolutely. See, you can't be black and be off the Democrat plantation. See, that's the problem. Then you're Uncle Tom. Then you're all of these coons. I've been called all of them. I mean, just this past day, I was called a new name, a chub. I have never heard of that, or chum. And I was like, really? I was in San Francisco. And I'm like, really? What is that? And they said, I can't explain it to you. You can call it to me, but you can't explain it to me. They make up new racist names every day. And it was when I was a Democrat, I did not get any of that hate. It wasn't until I became a conservative where I received that. But you know, let me touch on something that you mentioned just a second ago about President Trump. If we do not stand up and fight for President Trump, we're going to lose in 2020. He's going to lose in 2020. Right now, Trump's Twitter, I can wait. If I'm sitting there monitoring it, I can look, constantly go to Trump's tweet. 2 hours later, I will get his tweet to pop up on mine. And already all these liberals, thousands upon thousands of liberals.
Yeah, they hold it and put it at the bottom.
It on it. Yes.
They hold it back and let them all upvote.
Yes, and I can't even see his tweet until after they put all this stuff up.
That's right, you got to go and you got to wait on his page is the only way.
But they're attacking him like no other, and he's not, that's not even being addressed.
And that's exactly, I don't even care about myself, literally. It's watching us lose to these weak people and watching them lie. I just want to fight back.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not about us being in charge. It's about getting them off our ass.
Yeah. So I'd like to ask your guest that's on Skype. Could you smell the sulfur? Could you smell the sulfur in the room? Could you smell the stench? I'm just curious.
Honestly, I've never smelled anything like that before. I didn't smell sulfur, but it was some unrecognizable, musky smell that I didn't want to be in that any longer than I had to be.
Wait, seriously, so you smelled the smell of slaves?
I was just, yeah, I still can't put a finger on it. I have no idea what to even call that smell. Just,
how close would you say it smelled like death? How close would you say it smelled like death?
Losers, fucking one of those. I just want to say one real quick. Will, I love your work. Thank you for fighting so hard for us out here on the West Coast. I'm in Nevada. I feel like a rare species of being a Republican out here in the West Coast. So thank you for all you've done at United America First.
You don't have to thank me. You know what? It's an honor for me to sit here with Alex Jones. I know Alex doesn't like for anyone to be pulled on his coattail like that, but you know what? It's an honor.
I love you guys.
I mean, it's an honor, but you know what? We're in this fight together, and we have
to
fight.
It's an honor to be with you guys. Everybody in this country, in this world, that doesn't listen to the lies and the intimidation that still care about me, because they've tried to make me a symbol of evil. They've lied about me so much that when families come up and say, can we please have a photo? Oh, thank you. You're so great. You're so great. Without you, I'm dead. Without the listener support, I appreciate you guys.
But you know what? It's the liberal left. They are giving Alex Jones the power. They are putting Alex Jones in the position where they don't want him to be, but it's going to happen. And I wanted to see it happen. I want to see General Jones rise up. That's what I really want to say. I'm telling you, there is becoming a time in our existence on this planet where things are changing dramatically, and they had no intentions for someone like you to rise up and do this. Can you imagine if Alex Jones showed up at some place and they made it known how many people would show up to stand with you side by side? It's unbelievable the support that you have. And a lot of people, and I know you don't like hearing it, but it's true. It's absolutely true. And I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight as hard as I can until.
Well, I'll say this.
No more.
They do have folks out there trying to physically get me, so I've had to stay behind the lines a lot, but I get out there sometimes. I don't really announce it. We do have to get out in the field more. I'm going to be getting out in the field more. I'm going to go to universities more. And we're just going to force the whole confrontation. We're not looking for trouble. We're going to exercise our rights no matter what.
Absolutely.
Just like Martin Luther King and Selma or whatever.
Absolutely.
And I use the allegory because he's one of the last guys to do something like that, like Gandhi. We're going to have to go out. We're going to have to let them do whatever they do to us.
We have to stand up.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for auto ship. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. Don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rape me, my friend.
courtesy of the latest meme produced by myself and Rob Dew. Yes, it's no joke. This is real footage. It's what Mark Zuckerberg, worth $76 billion, is doing to me and doing to you. He's announced 2.2 million users cannot say my name unless it's negative, which is telling them their political speech, or he'll block them and ban them. You must attack someone, or I'll take you down. And again, it's not about me, folks. The sick feeling I have is that I knew this was coming. You knew they'd use all the tracking and surveillance, and they said they would. They have neocons now with the Democrats with a thing called NewsGuard, where in live time they're going to be on your phone watching what you do, not just at the browser, where you visit InfoWars.com and the browser you use from Apple or whatever pops something up. No, it's going to be at the phone level, in your operating system, your phone doing it. And this weekend, Oliver Darcy said it. He said, we're looking to see if Alex Jones is on, and I keep saying this, WhatsApp. I'm not on WhatsApp, but it's just a digital phone like Signal and text messaging. And he said, I'm working to get an account to see if he's got one to take a phone away from him, to take him able to call. That is so, thank God almighty.
He's a eunuch. Tucker calls him a eunuch. And he's attacking you, trying to remove the ability for you to be able to make a simple phone call or a simple text message. What is that? What does he think?
And then again, they say, oh, private company. So CNN Interface, this is the police, the web police, they get into your digital accounts. They did this when I was on YouTube. They knew who all my sponsors were.
I mean, you know what? CNN, they have given CNN so much power, and they're like losing their ratings or in the dirt. But they have given CNN so much power. How does CNN, and it's not really related to Dorsey, but how does CNN get the memo that they were going to Roger Stone's house before the FBI?
Oh, then they lied about it.
So CNN, they're giving CNN all of this power.
Oh, CNN, that's because CNN first used military satellites in 1980 when it went up, and it's been working with the CIA ever since. When we say the CIA, it's not the whole CIA. The leftist CIA, they're just entitled. They believe it's their right to rule.
The criminal news network, they are attacking the American people. They, as you know, it's just like what President Trump said. They are at war with the American people. And people, some people think, well, you know what? The media is just reporting the news. A lot of people believe the stuff that they're seeing from seeing the Communist News Network.
Here's some headlines.
News Network.
There were thousands of these articles. This is from Israel. This is from Washington Post. All the same headlines. Facebook bans any Semites. Facebook is banning any Semites like David Duke. They didn't ban him. Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, as well as some of their fan pages. So you read that, it says I'm an anti-Semite. Now, here's the deal. If I wanted to say Jews were bad and the problem, I have a right to say it. I genuinely don't think it's any one group. There's bad Jews, there's bad Chinese, there's bad Germans, there's bad whatever, there's bad people in Africa, there's good people everywhere too. But to, again, not just take us off the internet, not just take us off the monopoly platforms, but to then say we're an anti-Semite, to defame us, and then we can't respond back. Because I can't go on Facebook like all these other Time Magazine and Washington Post and say, hey, you're full of crap.
So they can go out there and put all this fake information, this fake news about InfoWars Alex Jones, and you can't go back and say, that's not true. You're lying about me, and then you can't go on there and say, this is not true. You can't. They are removing ability. Pretty soon they want to remove the ability from you making a phone call, possibly even call 911 if you're harmed or if you're on the side of the road somewhere. They want to cut off all communication to you.
Sure.
If they can cut off every communication to you from existence, then that would make them happy.
What are the communists?
Then they can move on to other people.
What are the communists? And when nobody stands up for us, then it does set the precedent. The communist Chinese, I played this like a few months ago on their official state-run TV. They had one of their top people. They said, yes, our social score is almost in place. We're testing it in two cities right now with major tech companies. Venezuela, we're working with them to help suppress their people. And he said, if you don't submit to the government, you won't be able to move one half foot, was the quote. The crew's so good to find a clip. I don't know if you can find that from like 3 or 4 months ago, but it was like China, social score. You won't be able to move a half a foot. No trains, no planes, can't leave your house, can't buy anything, can't get a job. That's what they're doing.
I saw that clip. And you know what it made me think about when Apple is working so, you know, hand in hand with China and they're doing all their things? On my Facebook page, I've had comments pop up there at the top, and I had to accept it, or I could no longer proceed on my Facebook, saying that I had to abide by the Apple policies to continue on Facebook. And I'm sitting there thinking, what is Apple?
They're all working together.
Facebook, yes. I'm like, what do they have to do with each other? And I saw that. I'm like, you know, it made me think about what you were talking about. How Apple, they removed the InfoWars app. They're colluding with these communists to destroy American lives. And it's right there, plain
Tim Cook. Tim Cook gave a speech last year in China where he said, "I endorse censorship and I want more of it and I support it." That's the headline in mainstream news. I mean, it's like, my God, these people are dangerous villains. We have all these systems that made us free and open because they work and they're good and they're safe. And now we're just throwing it all to the side.
What it is they were handing us a candy cane saying, here, kitty, it's nice and sweet. And we all took the candy cane by getting on these social media platforms. And yet here we are because now the candy is sweet. And they said, now we're going to take it back from you.
Well, now we're tied up in the back of the van because again, as Drudge warned, 10 years ago, 90% of the web was websites. Today, 90%+ are these four sites. And now they're out there waging war with the banks against everybody else's site, everybody else's shopping cart. They're not going to stop with a monopoly when they're done with Alex Jones. They're going to move on to their real target, Matt Drudge.
Yes, Donald Trump, President Trump. They're going to move on to them. Once they can remove anyone who comes out and says anything against what they are doing, once they achieve that, then they can just remove anyone off of any platform because no one will be around to say the other.
And by the way, we know now that's the plan. That's what's so sick about this is I'm not worried about me. I'm worried that it's gone this far and we haven't done enough to stop it. Now, we're going to come back and play this thing I haven't played all of yet, this Stelter thing, is it's so disgusting and his condescension, his lies are so incredible. But I just want to remind people, because I didn't even plug last hour, and I'm our own worst enemy. You know, Paul Watson split off us doing summit.news. We gave him a little bit of help promoting it, setting it up, but it's his site. And I even said, kind of leave us out of it, everything else, just go do your own thing, because I said, I'll just be honest about it. I said to Paul about 6 months ago, it took us a while to get going. I said, Paul, I can keep this operation going for a while, but you and your brother have been here 18 years. His brother's just as smart as him, but more reclusive. I said, you need to do your own thing anyways, just because you're of that caliber. And I said, I know you don't like kind of being under my shadow, but he's like, well, I really don't mind that. And I went, well, you're going to do this. And so, I cut Paul's pay in half. I'll just give you the facts a few months ago because I need to put it into hiring extra people and going to the next level here. And Paul's up to that. And so Paul's doing things now to raise his own money. And then as soon as it's all the way, he'll still write for us. He'll do some things. But that's what you do in this world is that it's kind of like Breitbart left Drudge. You know, he was smart, his own thing. Drudge was like, hey, go do your own thing. That's what this is all about, is real leadership is about not keeping people under you, but building them up because they have skill. You've just been around longer and then turning them out there to be even stronger and be leaders. And then someday it's kind of like having children. They're going to be there when you need them. That's why I explained to my children. That's what this is all about. And so, again, that's how, and some people like almost on InfoWars, some of the trolls, going, oh, look, Jonesy isn't making enough money to pay his employees. Paul Watson's got his own site, his own systems, his own things. He's paying for it. He's trying to hire people. Yes, he's doing his own thing, and we're trying to say support him at summit.news. Go there in case he gets kicked off all the platforms. Sign up for the free email so he can produce his own videos, his own system. And I'm helping him and telling him where to go and who to use, but I'm telling him, Paul, you better have your own video. Paul, you better have your own audio, like Matt Drudge said. You better have your own website. I'm finally listening. I knew Matt Drudge was right when he was here, but about a really got up off my ass and really hustled then, we wouldn't be behind the eight ball now. So I'm Matt Drudge and Watson and saying, you're going to do this, but separately, us, InfoWarsStore.com. I've been asking for your support a long time, and thank you, but now it's more critical than ever. Look at the news. They are trying to shut us down. Get in there and buy the products. They're amazing. But whatever you do, share the light.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000.
$66.37, plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. So, Al Green, that was something so terrible from Texas. He is basically like a black KKK member. I mean, I see him on C-SPAN sometimes, and just the racist stuff he spews. He grew up in Texas. He knows damn well 95% of white people aren't like that. And he just sits there and bitches and complains about Trump and calls him a racist and says, but he finally tells the truth. He says, we've got to impeach him or he'll get reelected. See how that works? It isn't about something bad Trump did. It's about the fact that he's winning, and Al Green doesn't like it. You want to make a comment before we play this clip about Al Green?
He's just one nasty dude. He's just a nasty dude, and he's a race baiter. That's pretty much it. I mean, they constantly put white people on that plateau that they're racist and you're neo-Nazis. They constantly do it, and it's sickening that it's constantly happening. And
by the way, I'm not a victim. So I don't get into the victimhood, but my God, you don't have to cherry pick to find mainly white Democrats saying white people are bad and white people are inherently evil. All of them say it. But it is having the effect on some white people that weren't racist. They're actually buying into this and actually now believing that the minorities all hate them when in truth most, quote, minorities don't hate white people. It's literally social engineers, like in the WikiLeaks, they admit, trying to create racial division.
I mean, even AOC put a tweet out saying that we need to talk to our white brothers and sisters about their white supremacists. We need to convince them all not to.
And Ilhan Omar said, this isn't going to be a white country anymore. It's never been a pure white country, and it was white Christians opened it up, you dumb piece of crap.
But you know what? It was white people that helped black people. And I asked this question. I said, during the, when the Underground Railroad was taking place, who owned the deed to the homes that were hiding black people? Who owned the deed? It wasn't black people because they would burn the house down. It was white people. But see, they don't want to acknowledge that. That runs all through me. They don't want to acknowledge how white people help black people to be where they are today. But then they want to turn around and demonize white people, the very same white people that helped them.
Well,
the
what's
same
crazy
white
is,
people that voted for Obama. Now they want to demonize those people.
What about reparations? If I look at the numbers, less than 2% of people in this country have any relation to slave owners, because it was less than 2% that had slaves. 80% or so of the people that are here today had ancestors that came here from other parts of the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, you name it. After slavery. So to say that 90-some percent of people have no connection, I mean, but if my great-grandfather was, say, was an axe murderer, am I guilty? So, I mean, that's slavery to say that I owe money because I'm white. Meanwhile, 98% of white people have no connection to it.
The Republicans, when they came up with reparations in the first time, they gave black people reparations. It's already done. They've already received it. It was the Democrats that came along and took away the 40 acres and a mule and gave it to the slave masters. That's what they're not wanting to talk about. It was the Democrats that didn't want black people to have anything.
Well, you've done your history. In fact, the Republicans wanted to make it, depending on how big the plantation was, divide up half of it to the slaves. In some cases, that's how they argued against it. Well, some slaves might get 1,000 acres then. So it got cut back to 40 acres and a mule, and then the Democrats, like you said, swindled it back.
Yes.
And then now, that's what you should have reparations to, the actual slave who only knows working on a farm.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, today's the year 2019 is water under the bridge. Let it go. Right now, they want to do reparations to tax white people. That's what this is about. It's a tax for being white. I've had conversations with crazy liberals saying, do you think it's okay to tax white people simply because they were born white for reparations? And they say, yes. This is the insane stuff that they're talking about. It is. And it's slavery reversed. They want to enslave white people. I've had liberals say that they want to do the same thing to white people what white liberals did to black people. They want to do the same thing, and we're seeing it, we're experiencing it. And Al Green is absolutely a nasty, despicable
Speaking of Al Green, here he is.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. If we don't impeach him, he will say he has been vindicated. He will say the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the House and they didn't take up impeachment. He will say that we had a constitutional duty to do it if it was there and we didn't. He will say that he has been vindicated. But here's what I say. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you. As I look the people of America in the eye, I'm telling you, we have a constitutional crisis. When the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, refuses to comply with subpoenas and says he will order others to do so, this creates a constitutional crisis. But this isn't
That's been done over and over again. When the Congress is out of control, there's different branches of government.
You know what? If I were to say, if I was white and I said what I'm about to say right now, they would say I'm racist. He need to stick to playing in the movie Planet of the Apes. He looks just like one of them. I can't tell the difference between him and someone else. He looks just like the Planet of the Apes. He needs to stick to that because what he's doing in Congress is doing nothing for the American people. They want to destroy. That is their goal. They ultimately want to destroy. They want to remove President Trump because they know good and well President Trump is going to win in 2020 because black people, brown people, Asian people, white people are walking away, running away from this crazy Democrat Party because of the stuff that they're doing. This man, these Democrats, they are evil, demonic spirits. We've got to vote them out. We got to get rid of them. It's disgusting. I'm so sick of seeing what they're doing to this world. I'm so sick of seeing them attacking people for no reason, simply because of the way God created them. This is the problem in America. We've got to put this in perspective. People, the year 2020, they are going to either try, and you know what? Facebook already, you know, they're okay with trying to assassinate President Trump. But if we don't pay attention, We have to wake up because they are going to remove President Trump and they're going to remove our voices before 2020 so that we will believe that the American people do not want him.
Oh, that's it. I mean, Trump better know. And Trump said today the Democrats aren't going to win unless they cheat. They've been caught cheating everywhere. So like I said, folks, you better understand. I know the listeners get this, and I hate to come up here and say, without you, we're not here. Help us, help us, help us. Folks, the Democrats are working around the clock, the globals, to get us off air because they know. And I'm going to just explain something here, too. And I'm not bragging about this. For whatever reason, because he knows there's a history of being very accurate, they worked very hard to keep Trump from talking to me and from Trump from looking at InfoWars.com and our reports. But it doesn't matter now because there are patriots in our government. There are people that know what's going on. It's not just people like Stephen Miller. I think they can get rid of him, and Trump won't have anybody telling him what's going on. The more and more patriots are in the White House, and the Secret Service, and the military, and the pilots on the planes, and the black chefs, and everybody is telling Trump things and slipping him InfoWar stories and other guests we have on. And then, you know, then we have the former head of the NSA come here and expose for anybody else the FISA court garbage and all the rest of it. So I just want to tell the establishment something. I like my crew, and I don't want to let them go the next few years if they shut us down. But other than that, the signal's been sent. I want to be here in future shows getting the word out. But I want the Democrats and the globalists to know you've already lost. And the only way we can lose now is if people give up around the world and give into the race war and racial division and all this anti-Christian stuff being pushed by the system, and if people don't financially support InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the very best methylcobalamin, high-quality Secret 12. We ran out of it 4 months ago. It's very hard to procure because it's at medical grade. We don't call it medical grade, but it's the same stuff people get from doctors, you know, for $50 for, you know, one-tenth of what's in the bottle. And inject. You don't inject this. This is for under the tongue. We went out, got pure methylcobalamin at half the price. So what I did is I doubled the amount in each bottle. It's 50% off, folks. Synthetic, crappy methylcobalamin is like $40 usually. Okay, this type of high-quality stuff at a doctor's office, $100. This is 50% off. It's $24.95. And my crew said, listen, every time you say plus with the new formulation, people don't think it's good. For whatever reason, it doesn't boost sales. This is twice as strong. You need to call it Ultra 12. And I said, listen, once I got it, I said, I don't like this Ultra 12 thing very much. Well, they go, well, that's good because you already had the other label on it. We relabeled it. You peel the label off. That just happened like a month ago. Just got in last week from the manufacturer. You peel this label off, ladies and gentlemen, for Ultra 12, and it is Secret 12 Plus. So there's that, you know, weird phenomenon there where under the sticker it is Secret 12 Plus. We're really proud of it. It's 50% off. It's our new big sale. We're going to have to end the sales on X2 and the free bottle of X3 very soon and some of the other sales. So InfoWarsStore.com. It pisses the globalists off so much we're still on air. It angers them we're still able to talk. It angers them that we're still fighting back. It angers them that you still can communicate and there's some still free market left. That's why they're trying to create this cashless society where they surveil everything, where they can totally control you, where they can destroy your life. Again, no reviews yet for these combos, but go read the reviews for them individually, and you'll see the five-star reviews for things like X2. So 888-253-3139 is the number to order, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to supplements, InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the umbrella site, get a T-shirt, whatever. Thank you all. Whatever you do, spread the word. It pisses the globalist off. God bless you, and thank you. Owen Schroyer and the War Room with so much more. Will Johnson and more coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.